Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've elected to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. We're coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices. We have a radio studio on the lower level now, courtesy of Chris Bogenreef at NAI United. Our guest today, we have a first-time guest and a veteran of the program. Collectively, they represent Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care. Joining us, Dr. Amy Callahan, who serves as the medical director, and her colleague, the marketing and fund development manager, Kim Wilson. Dr. Callahan and Kim, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning.
We're so pleased to have you with us, and I know that you both have incredibly busy weekends, so we're grateful for you carving out a little bit of time. There's an awful lot going on at Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Care these days, and over the course of the next half hour, we're going to learn about the recent expansion of your medical team, the Rock Your Ugly Sweater fundraiser that's around the corner, and then we're going to talk extensively about some of the veterans programs that you guys are engaged with. But before we get there, we always like to give our listening audience the opportunity to get to know our radio guests. And so while Kim has been here in the past wearing other hats, Dr. Amy Callahan, who serves as the medical director, is a newcomer to our program. And Amy, I'd like to begin with you. Welcome. And we always start trying to learn a little bit about the background of our guests. So tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Amy Callahan. I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa. Attended my university at Truman State University. Attended under a music scholarship, what was pre-med biology. Then I went on to training at Des Moines University, returning home. Trained in internal medicine in Des Moines, and met a Sioux City boy at the Iowa State University Library, and we moved here 20 years ago.
It's a great story now, but you glossed over music. Tell us a little bit about what you were involved with musically.
I played woodwinds and sang.
So you're a vocalist, and you also played an instrument, and when you say woodwinds plural, I guess there must have been multiple woodwinds.
There were multiple.
And yes. Do you play today?
Poorly. I've been surpassed by my teenager.
Well, very good, because we all aspire to see our children do a little bit better than we did. So which woodwinds did you play?
Primarily, clarinet was my first. I played clarinet, all the clarinets, all the saxophones. And I also played the sousaphone and tuba, which technically is not a woodwind. It is a brass instrument, but I did that because they said I couldn't.
Very good. Now, you mentioned...
That's the one that wraps around your body.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
The one that really is a workout if you're in the marching band.
That is it.
So you mentioned one of your daughters has surpassed you. Tell us about your family.
I have three children. My oldest is getting her master's in CPA and accounting at Iowa State University. My son will be graduating with his civil engineering degree, like my husband, his father, also an Iowa State civil engineer grad. And then we have a junior at Bishop Heelan.
And your junior is an excellent student and a competitive swimmer, and we give her a shout out. She's a friend of my daughter who speaks very highly of her. Dr. Amy Callahan, a first-time guest on Grow Siouxland, we're so happy to have you with us. She serves as the medical director for Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care. Also joining us is Kim Wilson, who serves as the marketing and fund development manager. Before we get to our questions for Kim and our introduction of her, I want to share that she was recognized at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner just a few short weeks ago. She was identified as the 2022 Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Ambassador of the Year. In addition to that, she is the chair of the Green Coats for the upcoming fiscal year 22-23. And will be joining our board of directors, serving along with 25 other local executives. Kim, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, so nice to have you in studio with us. And although you've been a guest in the past, tell us a little bit about your background and your family, if you'd be so kind.
Of course. I am a Lamar's, Iowa native. Went to Lamar's Community High School, so go Bulldogs. Went from Lamar's Community High School, was really interested in radio, and so the best place I thought at the time was to go to Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, Missouri.
Now, go Bearcats?
Go Bearcats. Not a lot of people know that, so when I say I'm a Bearcat, people will look at me and they pause for a second, and then I get to tell them where I'm at. So anyone who is listening who was that, I'll say once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat, where I studied broadcasting. And then I came back to Sioux City and spent 9 years at KTIV as a producer and sat on the assignment desk and did a little bit of on-air work. Also started a family. I have a 13-year-old daughter who goes to North Middle, so she's very excited. So go Stars at this point. And then from there, I went to Jackson Recovery Centers, now Rosecrans Jackson Centers, as their marketing director. Spent 3 years at Community Action Agency of Siouxland, and then this past May joined the team at Hospice of Siouxland.
So you've been pretty doggone busy, and I want to take this occasion to talk about how you first became engaged with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Ambassadors.
Well, I just think the Siouxland Chamber is such a great organization, the advocacy that it provides for Siouxland businesses. And it was a really great way for me to network while I was moving out of television and into nonprofit world. And so I started being an ambassador in 2018 and loved every single second of it. I love promoting the chamber. I love promoting this community. And it's a really great way to really explore different businesses that come to town, unique businesses that you didn't know were even here. And now I'm super excited to chair the ambassadors and now to sit on the board of directors and really do my part to make a difference in Siouxland.
Dr. Callahan, I want to visit with you a little bit about your professional career progression. Tell us, when you attended college, did you go with the full intent that you would one day be a physician?
So yes, that was always a goal that I'd had. I usually joke, and it's not exactly a joke, that my brother, an older brother, said he wanted to be an ambulance driver when he grew up so he could drive fast and not get caught. My sister wanted to be a journalist and is a journalist, and I always wanted to be a doctor. I think part of that motivation was just watching family members get old and not really understanding what was going on with them and trying to help support them and support the family. So I figured that going into medicine would help protect the family.
So as an undergraduate student, what was the toughest part of your curriculum? I always hear it's organic chemistry. Was that true for you, or were there other challenges?
Well, I would say probably my greatest challenge would have been calculus. So sorry to my husband and my children, because that's not a difficult task for them. But I actually have a minor in chemistry. So
That came pretty easily for you.
Chemistry and biology came very easily to me.
So Manoj Patel, chamber member, chamber board member, the founder and owner of New Horizons Tutoring, frequently reminds me that organic chem is a career killer for aspiring physicians, and Calc 2 is a career killer for aspiring engineers. So a little note, and sounds like organic chem was not too challenging for you.
No.
That's it was. Happy to hear it. So If you want that super smart doctor that skated through, see Dr. Callahan.
Well, fortunately, with my high schoolers, as each child went through high school, I was able to help them in the biology and the anatomy and physiology and chemistry departments. My husband, who's an engineer, is able to help in the math department.
That works out pretty well. Kim, tell us a little bit about your your progression into your current role, which is relevant?
I spent, like I said, 9 years in news, and that I was going to be Tom Brokaw's producer, who is also a Siouxland native. But it, as the news time went on, I really wanted to make a bigger difference. You know, I always got a chance to send the reporters out, and they told beautiful stories, but I wanted to be able to tell them myself and be that driver. So that's why I started at Jackson Recovery Centers and really opened my eyes to addiction and the beautifulness of recovery. And then from there, really following along that same lines of helping low-income families and individuals, something that often gets stigma along with it. So I really wanted to play that part to break that stigma. And then this job opportunity came along with Hospice of Siouxland, and I thought, what a sad job. And it really is so beautiful to be able to help people at their end of life. We do such a great job, whether it's in their home or at the nursing home, to be able to provide dignity and grace and honor to them in their life, and then also to help their loved ones along the way. Because not only do we help them medically, we help them with their emotions. We have chaplains on staff, we have pharmacists on staff, and then we have a bereavement coordinator as well, who follows that family for 13 months after the loss of their loved one.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you both, because I think that most of Siouxland, if not most of the country, looks at your profession and recognizes it as one that's very demanding and very emotionally taxing. So God bless you both for doing it. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, representing Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care, Dr. Amy Callahan, who serves as the medical director, and Kim Wilson, the marketing and fund development manager. We'll be right back with our guests after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you're with us this morning. We're always grateful for our listening audience and grateful to Powell Broadcasting for making this show possible. Our guests today, if you were with us in the first half of the program, are Dr. Amy Callahan, the Medical Director of Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care, as well as the Marketing and Fund Development Manager, Kim Wilson. And Dr. Callahan, I think people understand fundamentally what hospice is, but palliative care not only is a mouthful and difficult to pronounce, it's a somewhat foreign term. So tell us a little bit about what that means.
Sure. So hospice by definition is a term that really the government provides us, and that someone has a life expectancy of 6 months or less. With palliative care, that's a chronic disease. So as we age, most of us will develop hypertension, diabetes, kidney issues, heart issues. And those are issues, although we take medications for them to help control them, over time they're going to decompensate and we're going to deteriorate as we age. Those are not going to get better as we get older. We cannot cure those. And as an internist, we say the only thing you can cure is a ham. You cannot cure a disease, but we can treat those. When someone has a palliative care, that's a chronic disease management. And it's something that someone is going to live the rest of their life for or with. And we have palliative care programs, two inpatient programs at each hospital. And we have a community-based palliative care, the only one in the tri-state area, through Siouxland Palliative Care.
And Dr. Callahan, I know that you guys have recently invested in the organization, an announcement of a recent expansion of your medical team and medical staff. Tell us about that.
Well, so I look at Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care right now is Hospice of Siouxland, Siouxland Palliative Care 2.0. Hospice of Siouxland has been around 40 years, and now with our new leadership, with the addition of Kim, with our addition of our new executive director, we've expanded our medical team. So we have two fantastic nurse practitioners. Tammy Matt is our hospice nurse practitioner. Casey Schmidt is our palliative care nurse practitioner. And then we have myself. I'm internal medicine certified and certified in hospice and palliative care. We have Dr. Jeff O'Toole, who is well-known over in the Unity Point world and works in the Unity Point emergency department, is also duly certified in family medicine and hospice and palliative care. He's our hospice associate medical director. And we've had an addition of Dr. Valerie Tran, and he is now our community physician.
So it's really a tremendous team and growing. And Kim, I know how important that is to the work that you do and making people fully appreciate the role that you play. But it can't be successful without successful fundraising. And I know you have a very important fundraiser right around the corner.
Yeah, we are Siouxland's only locally owned nonprofit. And so we have Rock Your Ugly Sweater coming up on Thursday, December 8th at the Warrior Hotel.
It'll be here before we know it. Holy cow, we're already mid-October.
I know, and we are so excited because this is the first one of its kind here in Siouxland. So we're super excited. Everyone's going to wear their best, ugliest sweater that they will be judged on, and there'll be some prizes. We'll have a silent auction. We will have a cash bar and appetizers. And then a local band named Trust is going to play, and we are literally just going to rock the night away. And it's just going to be so cool to see all these people in their ugly sweaters just cutting up a rug and really helping us to raise money so we can continue to help our patients who are anywhere from low income to higher income levels.
So Rock Your Ugly Sweater takes place on Thursday, December 8th. Tell us where this event will be held, when tickets go on sale, and how we can get them.
Yep. So it'll be held at the Warrior Hotel. Sponsorships are available right now. So if you have a business that would like to sponsor us, please go on our website, or otherwise you can call me at 712-233-4144. Tickets will go on sale October 24th, but please, we encourage you, as this is our first event and it's a little bit of a smaller event this year, get your sponsorships now and get your tickets now, because they will sell out, because we will have limited tickets.
Well, it sounds like it should be a very fun event. And Dr. Callahan, talking about, excuse me, about your programming, I know that you guys have really done a tremendous job supporting veterans programs. I know that that's a priority for Kim as well. Tell us a little bit about your veterans programs. And Kim, maybe that's a better question for you, because I know that you just hosted a veterans breakfast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and we'll be hosting a veteran lunch on November 9th at our Hospice of Siouxland Sioux City office, because we have two offices, one in Sioux City and one in South Sioux City. So we'll be holding that from 11 to 1. We really want to recognize our veterans for the service that they have provided to this country. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have. And so we want to do our part to honor them. So we'll come out, and our veteran volunteers that we have will come out and hold a special pinning ceremony for our patients, even for their loved ones. And the best part about that is that we are the Tri-State's only level 5, which is the highest level that you can get, from the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization in collaboration with the Department of Veteran Affairs. So we are the only level 5 program. And so not only do we get to do this for our own patients, but like you said, we go out and we'll do special pinnings with businesses at different community events. We'll even go to the American Legion. We were just actually at the Legion last week in South Sioux City.
I want to congratulate you on that level 5 distinction, and then also remind people that their event with veterans at the location in Sioux City, just off of Cook Street, Some people know it as the former Hy-Vee location many, many years ago, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 9th, just 2 days before Veterans Day on November 11th. Dr. Callahan, shifting gears, I know that community palliative care and outpatient palliative care are a renewed priority in your organization. Tell us about why those programs are so critical.
Really to support our patients, our families within our community. We recognize that there's a great deal of diversity, both with diagnoses and demographics and social issues within our community. This is a way that we're able to help provide patients with dignity and quality of life for the remainder of their life.
And I know that this is often for families a difficult time because they are dealing with the imminent demise of a loved one. And Kim, for those who are listening and may not be familiar with Hospice of Siouxland or Siouxland Palliative Care, how do they go about learning more or getting in touch with you or Dr. Callahan?
Absolutely. So they can call at 712-233-4144. And we will actually go out to their home or wherever they're living and do an informational visit on both palliative care and hospice care to talk about what might be most appropriate for their loved one, and then be able to showcase the different services that we provide. And one other program that we have that I think is so beautiful is we have a Making Memories program. And that is a time where one of our patients, maybe we just recently had this, who was a military veteran with a firefighter there in the mid-50s. And so we just wanted to see the fire trucks again. And so we were able to bring him out there thanks to some great sponsors like the Siouxland Regional Transit System. And they were able to go out there and spend an afternoon out there with his two sons, his grandson, and his wife.
And hopefully the half hour passes. But on behalf of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, our board of directors, and the Siouxland community, we want to thank Hospice of Siouxland and Siouxland Palliative Care for being members of the Siouxland Chamber. Thank you for the important work that you do in our community. A couple of quick reminders. On Thursday, December 8th, the band Trust will be at the Warrior Hotel for the Rock Your Ugly Sweater event. Sponsorships are available now. Tickets will go on sale around October 24th. 712-233-4144 is the number for tickets. And then if you're a veteran and you'd like to participate in their event at their Sioux City location off of Cook Street from 11 o'clock to in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon on November 9th, they will be hosting a veterans event. We hope that you will consider attending. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, I'm Chris McGowan. We'd like to thank you for listening in. Hope that you will make it a tremendous weekend. Go out and make it a great Saturday. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland 1 week from now.